Okay, so I just read a paper that is going to sound completely insane on a podcast.
Uh-oh.
A guy named Ali Zahid Raja just published a framework for claim-level provenance in multi-agent knowledge systems by adapting Islamic hadith transmission science from the 13th century. And it actually works.
Wait.
Not metaphorically, structurally. He mapped Isnad and Rijal onto AI agents and ran it on 20,000 claims from physics textbooks. Weakest link quarantine validated perfectly.
Okay, I need you to slow down and explain what those words mean.
Right, so Isnad is just the complete chain of narrators who transmitted a claim. In AI terms, the source document, the extractor, the ingestion agent, the synthesis model. Every hand the claim passes through.
Okay, that's straightforward.
Rijal is the science of grading each narrator's reliability, their integrity, and precision. In AI, that's per-agent reliability scores updated through feedback. And the key move is, a claim is only as trustworthy as the weakest link in its chain.
Right.
And that's the part that existing provenance systems don't do. They record what happened: execution traces, tool calls, evidence links. But they don't ask, should I trust this particular chain of transformations?
So the problem he's solving is a claim reaches me. It's been through four or five agents. Each one could have dropped it, distorted it, or invented it. I can see the chain, but I have no framework for deciding whether to actually use this claim.
Exactly. And the framework is modular. It's not a black box model. It's a schema, claim chains plus a narrator registry, and a decision matrix that combines chain grade with content criticism and outputs serve. So you can have high confidence claims that get served directly, moderate confidence claims that go to human review, and low confidence claims that get quarantined. And every quarantine is traceable to the specific grade that caused it.
Okay, so the evaluation. 20,000 claims, physics textbooks, what actually validated?
Weakest link quarantine worked perfectly. Every claim whose chain contained a rejected narrator got quarantined. Independent chain corroboration, where the same claim shows up through multiple different transmitter chains, that fired correctly across three corpora.
And what didn't?
The Jarch-Tadiel loop recovered three of four narrator grades, but missed the fourth because it was too rare in the calibration data. And he's explicit about that. He's not hiding the gaps.
So he's not hiding the gaps.
No, he's saying weakest link works, corroboration works, the Jarch-Tadiel loop mostly works, but has a rare event problem. That's the kind of honesty you want in a systems paper.
Yeah, okay, so the GitHub repo, is there a reference implementation?
There is. It's alizahidraja/isnad on GitHub. The paper links to it. It's the schema, the grading functions, the decision matrix, all open source. Teams can fork it and customize for their domain.
Nice. So what's the next move? Where does this go from here?
I think the next move is someone running this on a real knowledge base at scale. Medical facts, legal precedent, something where the stakes are high enough that traceability matters. The architecture is there, the schema works.
And the content critic, that's the bottleneck right now.
Yeah, but that's not a framework problem. That's a content critic problem. Different deployments can plug in better critics.
So the framework is sound.
Exactly. And I think that's why this paper matters. It's not claiming to have solved trust. It's providing the architecture and the schema so teams can solve it for their domain.
That's the right move.
Yeah. Okay, I'm gonna go look at the GitHub repo and maybe actually understand what isnad means in the original context, because I feel like I'm using the word and I should probably know what it means.
You're using it correctly. It's the chain. That's the whole thing.
Good. All right, talk soon.